bow. And don't you bend no.
Amid the songs and dance, the cloud of racial controversy coming from the nation's highest political office lingered over the celebration of Martin Luther King Jr.'s life and work. Reports surfaced late last week of President Donald Trump denigrating African countries and refusing to extend protections for Haitians living in the U.S. Delaware's leaders referenced the firestorm in their remarks. Senator Tom Carper told the audience King would want Delawareans to welcome strangers from other countries. Representative Lisa Blunt Rochester, Delaware's first African-American congresswoman, says King and his message are more relevant today than in previous years.
I thought about the fact that right now we're living in those times of water hose times, you know? It's not overt in some ways. And in some ways, it's very overt. Here a tweet, there a tweet, everywhere a tweet, tweet. It's pretty overt.
Senator Chris Coons says he takes his hope for the future from those who marched for voting rights in the 1960s, despite being met with violence and water cannons. Governor John Carney called for Delawareans to be agitators for progress and serve others through grace and love. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.